here is the Writer's Almanac for Saturday. It's the 17th of November, 2012. It's the birthday of the man who created Saturday Night Live, Lorne Michaels, born in Toronto, 1944. He had a variety show with his partner Hart Pomeranz on Canadian television, did some writing for comedic acts in this country, wrote for the NBC show Rowan and Martin's Laugh-In, and then NBC asked him to come up with a comedy show to take place of the Johnny Carson reruns that used to go on Saturday nights at 11:30. He got Dan Aykroyd, a fellow Canadian, Chevy Chase, John Belushi, and Gilda Radner from the National Lampoon show, and a recent Harvard graduate named Al Franken. They put together the first season, 1975 to 1976. It's the birthday of the novelist and historian Shelby Foote, born Greenville, Mississippi, 1916. Grew up on the Mississippi Yazoo Delta. Shelby Foote said, "My father died just before I turned 6 years old, so I've been to a considerable degree on my own. I began to read very early and with great pleasure. Getting close to books and spending time by myself, I was obliged to think about things I would never have thought about if I was busy romping around with a brother and sister." And it was on this day in 1558, Queen Elizabeth I took the English throne. She was 25 years old. She reigned for 45 years. She restored England to the Protestant faith, but she did not prosecute Catholics, just so long as they went to the Church of England on Sundays and all used the same prayer book. And she eased the restrictions on the operation of theaters. The result, a new career for Christopher Marlowe and Ben Jonson and William Shakespeare. It was a great time for literature because it was a time of relative peace and prosperity in which people had the luxury to read books and go to the theater. Elizabeth I, who near the end of her reign said, "Though you have had and may have many mightier and wiser princes, yet you never had nor shall have any that will love you better." Here's a poem for today by George Bilgear entitled Genius. It was nice being a genius, worth nearly $500,000 for the 2 or 3 minutes it took me to walk back to my house from the mailbox with the letter from the foundation trembling in my hand. Frankly, for the first minute, I was somewhat surprised at being a genius. I'd only published a few small things at that point. I didn't even have a book. I was just a part-time lecturer at a small Midwestern college. But early into the second minute, I had fully embraced the fact of my genius. I mean, these people know what they're doing, right? Who am I to tell the foundation its business? And I was already practicing the kind of modest, "Hey, it's no big deal," tone of voice I'd be using on the phone for the rest of the day as I called all my friends and especially my enemies to treat them to the good news. But when I opened the letter and saw it was merely a request for me to recommend someone else to be a genius, I lost interest and made myself a ham sandwich. A poem by George Bilgear entitled Genius, used here by permission of the poet on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Wall Street Journal Weekend Edition, offering articles from international writers about finances to art, food, wine, and culture. You can celebrate the weekend at subscribe.wsj.com/getweekend. And by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Arts Endowment in Poetry Out Loud, a national poetry recitation contest for high school students. You can visit poetryfoundation.org for more information. And by PBS, presenting The Dust Bowl, a new film from director Ken Burns, starts Sunday at 8, 7 Central on PBS. Engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.